Okay, today's daf Sa'ayin Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas Avrumi's father Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. I promised that I would finish up the tshuva from Rav Wozner about using a laser for a bris milah. So here's what he says. He says as follows. He says traditionally we use a knife. We use a something that cuts. Mitzvah min hamovchar is to use metal. He says the minhag in Klal Yisrael, which I think is borne out, is that we use a knife. He says, but if somebody is in a situation where they cannot have a bris milah, they can't have blood being drawn, there's a sakana, they have a hemophilia, then he says, in such a situation, I says, not sure if you're Makai in the mitzvah of a bris milah, but you are certainly you certainly become no longer an RL. That for sure happens. Therefore, he says, v'hu alkol panim, eino orel. You're not an orel anymore. You have no more orel. Pshita de mutter lehishtamish bazeh, u'mitzvah lehishtamish. Not only is it mutter, it's a mitzvah. You're not an orel. Whether you fulfill all the yud gimel brisos and all the milos of having a bris milah, that's a separate issue. And that may be not. But you're certainly an orel. He says you can't make a bracha al mitzvah milah, because it's not the traditional standard way. He says the mitzvah of achnisa v'risa shalavim avinu, that bracha you do say. The mitzvah that you do say. He says there's machlokas about that, but he says you do say that bracha. And that's how he comes down. I spoke to Dr. Reichman after the shiur yesterday, and he said there's something called factor 8. Factor 8 is the reason that people can't lose blood. That's what they're lacking. These people, hemophilia, is lacking something called factor 8. So he said that the big shaila is, the laser, that's old news already, he tells me, the laser is old news. The big shaila is, do you wait? Because the more you can inject factor 8. You can inject factor 8, and if you give a baby enough factor 8, you can give him a regular bismillah. But that sometimes takes a few months. So what's better, to wait or to do the laser on day 8? That's already a big shaila. That's already a whole other issue, all other factors. So okay, that's that, and now we can move on to today's daf. Second line. So we've been discussing the different reason, different psukim that mention different words, and from different words we had miutim. So now the Gemara asks, "Kol arel lo yochel bo." It says any arel can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Why does it say the word bo? Kol arel lo yochel bo, right? Lomali. Yesterday we said every time there was the word bo, it excluded somebody else, right? So now kol arel lo yochel bo comes to, what does that come to exclude? Lomali. So the Gemara says bo eina ochel. Only an arel can eat truma, bring carbon pesach. Avol ochel hu b'matzah u'b'marar. Matzah and marar an arel could eat, right? So even in a normal case, let's go back, getting back according to Rashi, who says that if a brother, if two brothers died machmas milah, so he's not having a bris milah, he can't bring a carbon pesach, he can eat matzah and marar. Matzah and marar can eat. The itzrach lemichtav RL, the itzrach lemichtav kol ben nechar. It was necessary to write RL, and the Torah had to also tell me a ben nechar, which is somebody who, let's say, is not religious, became a mumar. The ikas of achmana RL, if it only would have said the word RL, mishum de mois. An RL is mois. The Rashi, as the Mefarshim point out, there are psukim that refer to someone who doesn't have a bris milah as something that's mos. Your body is mos. It's disgusting. Hashem abhors such a person. Avo ben nechar. But if all you have is ben nechar, which maybe you think that's worse, right? That's a philosophical blemish in you, right? You don't believe in anything. Then delo mos. That's not mos. Emolo. I would say it's okay. So he's still going to come Pesach, right? You have these people. Right, they don't keep anything. Pesach, they come around. All of a sudden, here they are. So maybe they can eat Karban Pesach. V'ikas rachmana kol benechar. And if it only would have said kol benechar, I would think, of course, somebody like that can't eat a Karban Pesach. You know why? Dein libo l'shamayim. His heart's not in the right place. He's not religious. He's not Shomer Shabbos. Aval arel, but an arel, the libo l'shamayim, We're assuming now that it's an RL, not because he doesn't believe in Bismillah, like we said yesterday. Right? The guy's terrified of the mitzvah. Right? So, but RL doesn't have that problem. He'd love to have a Bismillah. He can't. Why can't he? Because his two brothers died. He'd love to have one. Now, I would think, Amalo, maybe he's not excluded, and he can eat Karban Pesach. Tzricha, they both have to be mentioned. Now, the Gemara says, Mimenu, Mimenu, Lamali. So, the Gemara just asks, if we're already going down this road of why extra what extra words teach us, so it says in the Torah, Al tochal mimenu na, right? Don't eat the Karban Pesach raw. Al tochal mimenu na. Isn't that we were mimenu extra? Al tochal na. Don't eat it raw. What's mimenu? Right? Right. So what does it mean by ma'ayit? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, "Look at the Rabbah Amr of Yitzchak, like the Shita of Rabbah of the name of Yitzchak, which will be a daf ayin dalet." So we'll talk about it then. So that's it. The question's over. An ayin dalet that comes up. That question. Fine. Those words of mimenu, right? Because we were discussing bo's a miyut. So what about mimenu? So the Gemara says, "Yeah, wait till ayin dalet." Okay. Amar Mar. We said yesterday that there was really a machlokes. How do you know that an orel, a Kohen who doesn't have a Bismillah, how do you know he can't eat Truma? How do you know such an Arul can't eat Truma? So yesterday we said it's a Gzei Rishava. Toshav and Sachir and Toshav and Sachir. It says Toshav and Sachir by Karban Pesach. It says Toshav and Sachir by Truma. It also says Arul by Karban Pesach. One big happy Gzei Rishava, right? We took the words, we put them in different places, and we came with, what's the bottom line? Gzei Rishava. A Kohen who's an RL cannot eat Truma. Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from that. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Mar, Rabbi Akiva, Eino Tzarech, I don't need a Gzei Rishava, Harehu Omer Ish Ish. Right? What did it say? He said, it said in the Pasuk, Ish Ish. What that Pasuk is, Ish Ish Mizera Aaron. If a man from Aaron, V'hu Tzarua Ozov, he's a Metzora or a Zov, B'kodshim Lo Yochol, Ara Shayitahar. Right? He can't eat truma until he's tahar. The hanogeya b'chol tamei nefesh. Fine. So the extra, what do you mean ish ish? So the extra word ish, he learned that. And by the way, an arul also in that pasuk. An arul also can't eat truma. Not just the zav or mitzora, even an arul. That's what Rabbi Akiva learned. Right? So now, everything we asked yesterday on Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to ask on Rabbi Akiva. Who said arul, maybe an onin. Right? All the same questions. Ish ish, the rabbi says the RL. Comes to include an RL, then an RL is not allowed to eat truma. Just like a tome can't eat truma, just like a mitzvah can't eat truma. The ema, the rabbi says the onin. Maybe it comes to include an onin can't eat truma. After all, an onin can't eat kudshim. Same question as yesterday. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, Amar Kra. No, v'chol zar. We have another part that v'chol zar can't eat truma. Zaras amarti loch. Only a zar can eat truma. But what about an onain? V'lo aninus. But an onain can eat truma. Right? The ema v'lo arelus. Maybe an arel is excluded and an arel can eat truma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Haksiv ish ish. But we already said that an arel can eat truma because it says ish ish. Uma rois. And what made you pick arel who cannot eat truma, and Onin who can yes eat truma? Why'd you go that way? So Gemara says, Mistabra Rail Tabalil Rabuye. It makes much more sense that an RL is picked as someone who cannot eat truma. Why? Shekain Maisim, Krisim, Krusim, Bedavar, and Ho'eved. What does that mean? It Bechosar Maisa. First of all, you didn't do anything to be an RL. You're born that way. Number two, Umaisa Begufo. It's on your body. Number three, v'onesh kares. If you don't have brismila, onesh is kares. Number four, v'yeshnol thne dibur. It existed before Matan Torah even. It was told to Avram Avinu. Number five, umilas zechara v'avadav ma'keves. Not having your children or your avadav have brismila also stops you from eating Karban Pesach. So machmir. So of course we're saying an arul can't eat truma. An arul is a very, very, being an arul is a lot of problems. So the Gemara says, Adrab, just the opposite. Aninas have a little rebuye. Aninas should have been included to tell you that you cannot eat true on your own name. Why? Chicken yeshna b'chosha. It applies every second that you are an own name. I guess, as opposed to an RL who it only comes up on Karb on Erev Pesach. Like, you're always an RL too. But how does it affect your life? Right? Doesn't affect your life. Erev Pesach, it affects your life. When you want to eat shuva, it affects your life. But an onion affects your life every second. Also, v'nuheges ba'anashim u'binashim. It applies to men and women. Right? Being an RL doesn't apply to women. But being an onion does. Also, v'ein b'yadlo takinatzmo. You can't fix yourself. When you're an RL, you can get a mitzmila. Here, how are you fixing yourself? Well, you can't be an onion forever, right? Can't, there's going to be a levaya, then you're not going to be an onion anymore. Okay. So the Gemara answers, Hanach Nefishin, yeah, you're right. Onan has a lot of chumras too, but Aral has more. Aral has more. If you count the list, it's much more. So the Gemara says, Rava Omar, Bol Hanach Nefishin Namino Matasamarta. Even if there wouldn't be more, I would never say that, I would never have to think in a million years that an Onan cannot eat Truma and an Aral can eat Truma. I would never think that. You know why? Because Amar Kra, Ish. Right? Rabbi Akiva learned that an RL cannot eat truma from the words ish. Ezehu darvish yeshno be'ish ve'eno be'isha. What is something that applies by a man and not by a woman? Is it an onen? No, it's not onen. Have omer za'arelos. It must be, the only thing it could be is arelos. Not having a bris milah. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, from the words ish, an RL can not eat truma, and an onen can. Same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, just different makoros. That's all. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, hi, Toshav v'sachir, my ovidle. So what do they do with the words? What does Rabbi Akiva do with the words Toshav and Sachir? He can't say that means an Eved Ivri, like we tried to say yesterday. Rashi points that out. Because there's no reason why an Eved Ivri can't bring Karban Pesach. So why is Toshav and Sachir written by Karban Pesach? It's entirely extra. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that was the source of the Gzeir Shava, that an RL doesn't eat a carbon pesach, doesn't eat truma. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why is Toshav and Sachir written by carbon pesach? It's extra. Who is it telling me can't eat a carbon pesach? Of all people, who is it telling me? Right? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Amr of Shmaya, La'asuye Aravi Mahul, V'Givoni Mahul. You know who it's coming to exclude? An Arab. He has a Brismila. When he's 13. A Givoni, Rashi says, it's another nation that gives themselves Brismila. So what are they? They're Goyim. Right? But they have a Brismila. So I would think, maybe they can eat the Karban Pesach. No, that's who we mean when we say Toshav and Sachar can't. Who do we mean? These people.
So the half mean is that someone has a circumcision not condemned, they no longer an Aura?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in about 3 minutes. Not even.
What about Ben Nechal
Lo Yochel? What about Ben Nechal? Anyway, they were Goy. Right? That's who asked that question? Everybody. Toshav Rosh, the Rashba, the Ritva, right? Why do I need a pasuk to exclude goyim that have a brismila? Anyway, they're goyim, right? Listen to this. This is what they answer. A Yisrael that is a mumar, who's also a ben nechar, right? A Yisrael who's a mumar is maybe worse than a goy who has a brismila. You hear this? And a Yisrael who's a mumar, only he can't. Only he's a ben nechar. But once you goy has a bris mila, even though it's shlolo shem mitzvah, that's still better, and it still could be a reason a havamina that maybe they can eat a carbon pesach. You hear this? That's what they answer, right? Shama Yisrael shab sheshtamed Yisrael has a mashumud garua upasel hu leinian kachim yoser min hanachwi who has a bris mila. Amazing. Okay. You look puzzled. You have a hard time swallowing that. No? Right, so I don't know how that would work. Is they going to have a minu? Are they going to have a chabura on this carpet? Like, what was... Right, we're going to take... If we take this to the logical extreme, if that was really going to happen, they're going to show up there at the base of Mikdash.
There was that story.
And all the... Right, there was that story where he told them to have the tail, right? Right, and they're going to have, and then there's all the rules about not eating it past chatzos and not breaking bones and not leaving the house. All that's going to apply to these Arabs. It's hard to imagine that. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Hani Mulin in who? If a guy has a bris milah, he's called a mahul? Is that even true? V'ha tanan. But we have the following Mishnah. Konem shani nene la reilim. I am going to aser myself from having anything to do with anybody who's an RL. If you're an RL, I'm asering hana from you. So what the Mishnah says? Mutter ba'areli Yisrael. You're mutter with an RL who's a Yisrael. Right? And va'aser b'mule over the kochavim. And it's aser if you have hana from a guy, even if he has a bris mila. You know why? Because Jews, even if they're RL, they're called mahul. And Goyim, even if they have a bris milah, they're called an RL. Why? So we're going to say, because when we make a neder, we make a neder, a neder means what the normal usage of words mean. Normally, Goyim are Arelim, and normally, Jews are Mahol. It's a normal conversation. Most Goyim don't have a bris milah. Most Goyim are called an RL. Most Jews are called a Mahol. So when you said, I'm asking myself from all Arelim, you know what? You meant Goyim. You meant Goyim. Even if a Jew is an RL, the Jewish nation as a whole is called Mahol. And vice versa. You have a few Goyim in the world have a bris milah, but the whole concept really means the Arelim. So therefore, your neder means what the Mishnah says it means. You ask yourself from Arelim, it's only Goyim. Konem shani nene lemulin. You ask yourself from Mulin. From people with a bris milah, then mutter of the kochavim, mutter b'mule of the kochavim. Again, it's mutter even if a guy has a bris milah, because he didn't mean that. V'aser ba'areli Yisrael, and your aser in areli Yisrael, even if they don't have a bris milah, they're still called to have a bris milah. So how could you think that a guy with a bris milah is called a mahol? You see, regarding the darim, he's not. Okay. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara gives the answer in a second, but before we get to that answer, so I said, wait a minute, all the Rishonim asked the following questions. Even if a Jew is called an Arel, regarding the Darim, we're saying he's still called a Mahol, right? What? He should have been Karim Pesach. The Pasuk does say, call Arel, lo yochal bo, that also includes Jews, right? So what do you mean he's called a Mahol? What? No, but we're saying, but here it's not the same. It's the same. But by here we're applying that standard to here, and we're saying that a guy with a bris milah is not called a mahol. So if we're applying the standard, then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So it's two questions. The first question is, even if a Jew is called an arel regarding the darim, but we're still calling him a mahol, right? So maybe by going the same thing. Maybe by going the same thing regarding the darim, they're all called arelim. But maybe regarding Pesach, they're not. So the Rishonim answer, and there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, in Perek Tes, pasuk Chaf Hei, it says, Kichal HaGoyim Arelim. That's not talking about Inyan Nedarim. That's talking about the whole, you know, life, the status quo. So it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, all Goyim Arelim, all Goyim Arelim. What about the other question? So then how could, the other question is, that if Jews are called Mahol, still the Torah calls them Arel. Right? By Karban Pesach, they can't bring a Karban Pesach, they don't have a bris milah. So what do you mean all Jews are called Mahol? It's not true. So for this, we have to do this is a little difficult. Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. He says, yes, but they're not called Arel, they're just called someone who doesn't have a bris milah. And the pasuk of Kol Arel, Lo Yochal Bo, has to be translated to mean, all those who don't have a bris milah can't bring Karban Pesach. Even though it uses the word RL, right? Doesn't mean that. It means they don't have a bris milah, because Jews are not called RL. Okay? Fine. Next. So it can't mean, Toshav and Sachar cannot mean, Toshav and Sachar cannot mean Goyim that don't have a bris milah, or guys that do have a bris milah, because they're not called mahol anyway. So therefore, who is it? Ella, who is it? La'atzu ye ger shemol v'lo taval. A ger had a bris milah, but he didn't have, he's becoming a Jew, so the goy had a bris milah, he didn't have a tevila yet, he's waiting, and now all of a sudden Erev Pesach shows up. Can this guy bring a carbon Pesach? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, he can't. It says Toshav and Sachir. That's who can't. Or a katan, of a katan shenol kishu mahul, right? He, a katan, was born with a bris milah. The kasavar tzarich lahatif mimenu dam bris. He still has to have blood drawn from him from that makom, even though he's born with a bris milah. If he doesn't, he's called someone who can't bring carbon pesach. Those two people. Now, Rabbi Eliezer used those two words to tell me the din that an orel can't eat truma. So what about these halachas? What about a ger shemal v'lo taval? Rabbi Eliezer l'taimei. No, the Omar ger shemal v'lo taval ger ma'al yehu. He's a full-fledged Jew. The Mefarshim explained, all you need is one or the other. Either mila or tevila. You don't need both. I mean, eventually he's going to need a bris mila. But he'll go to himself. Or, the kasavar, katan shirol ad mahol, and zar halatav men adam bris. If a katan's born mahol, doesn't need dam bris. So he's born mahol, he can bring a carbon pesach when he grows up. No problem. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, hi, ish me avidle. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the words ish, which was Rabbi Akiva's makar? So he says, you know what? Dibur Torah, Kolashim b'nei Adam. Sometimes the Torah does that. The Torah talks like regular people. So the fact that it repeats the word ish, there's no limit from that. So the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a ger is mal v'lo taval, he's a full-fledged guy. No? You're a full-fledged guy. So anyway, he can't bring Korban Pesach. What does he get Tosha V'tzachar for? He's a full-fledged guy. No? What? But isn't he a full-fledged guy? Remember we had that story where the guy had a bris milah and they made him be Michal Shabbos? Right? He's a full-fledged guy. So the Rashba says, if such a concept, he's a mixas ger, if such a thing exists. He's on his way to becoming a Jew. Therefore he's considered, therefore, I would think that he could bring Korban Pesach already. He's on his way. That's what the Rashba says. Others say that once he has a bris milah, ain't a chanami, and he did it with shame being a Jew, he's no longer an arel. He's got a bris milah now. He's no longer an arel. So maybe such a person could bring a carbon. K'mashmalan, the Pasuk says he can't. Or the third answer is, the Tosfos HaRosh says, this is the makar, Rabbi Akiva's makar, that you need both. This is the very makar that says you need both. So of course he can't. This is the makar that a guy needs, mila and tevila. Mila is not enough. Okay. You need both. Yes. So this is just, I'm not going to go get to now because we're not going to have time, but there's a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam, on the one hand, in Hilchas Trumos, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer from the Gzeir Shava from Toshav Sachir. But in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, he holds like the Rabbi Akiva that only that mila is nothing. So try to fit in that stira. So it's a very complicated answer. The big minchas chinuch over there, but it's in Trumas Zayin Yud, and in Yisurei Bia Yud Gimel Vav. Okay, next. There's a lot to say on number base. Don't worry. Bari Rav Chama Bar Ukva. New thing. Katan. One second. Katan Arel. A baby is less than 8 days old. So he has no din of bris milah yet. As a matter of fact, if you give him a bris milah, it's nothing. Before the eighth day, it's nothing. So can such a baby...
This is Arel. This means uncircumcised, or is it din of
Arel? That's exactly the Gemara's question. He's a katan Arel. He's less than 8 days old, and he doesn't have a bris milah yet. He can't have a bris milah yet. So, mahu l'socha b'shevin shel truma. Can you smear on him oil of truma? And why are we picking smearing? So the Mefarshim say, first of all, smearing is just like drinking. It has the same din as drinking. And a baby less than 8 days old is not drinking truma. He's not drinking wine. He's not drinking oil. He's not drinking any of these things. So the only hechi timsi by a baby is smearing. He's not eating a truma. He's a baby. So the only shiloh could be, what about smearing? Can you smear truma on a baby? He's a kohen. doesn't have a bris milah, but he can't have a bris milah. He's only 4 days old. That's the Gemara's question. Arelos shelo bizmano. Arelos not in its proper time. Ma'akva? Does that stop? Does that prevent the baby from getting enjoyment from truma? Alo ma'akva or not? That's the Gemara's question. What? He's a kohen. Oh, so he could shmir. You could shmir. You're right, he can't eat. That's the Gemara's question. Can you shmir oil on him? Can you rub oil, truma oil? Can you rub it on his body? Make him feel good. Can you do that? The halacha is that shmiring has the same din as drinking.
So, any kind of benefit,
right. Exactly. So, Amar Rav Zeira, Tashma. Here's the answer. Now, we know that if a man has an eved, and the eved doesn't have a bris milah, the man is not allowed to eat a carbon pesach. If a man has a son,
Eved Kenani,
because he's considered his property. If a man has a son, and that son doesn't have a bris milah, the man also can't eat a carbon pesach. However, the Torah says something very unusual. When it comes to the son, the pasuk says, "Himalol kol zachar, make sure all your kids have a bris milah, va'oz yikrav la'asoso. Then you can be makriv the carbon pesach." The Torah requires the bris milah at the time of the bringing of the carbon pesach, not the eating, the bringing. When it comes to avadim, the Torah says, "V'chol eved ish miknas kesef umalta oso." You'll give him a bris milah. Az yochal bo, then you can eat it. So according to the pasuk, the eating only implies by the eved, and for the son, it's only at the bringing. Okay, the Torah says. So the Gemara says, "Ein li ella milas zicharav b'shas asiyah." I only know that your son has to have a bris milah at the time of the bringing. And v'avadav, and your eved b'shas achila, at the time of eating. Minayin litein es ha'armah shal zeh b'zeh v'es ha'armah shal zeh b'zeh. How do I know that a son, even at the time of eating, and an eved, even at the time of bringing, how do I know all that? Talmud lamar, oz l'gzeh shava. It says oz by each one, gzeh shava. You have to have a bris milah by both. Bringing and... Right? Bringing and eating by a son, bringing and eating by an eved. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Bishloma avadav mishkachasla. Aina, how is it possible that you can have an eved by one and not the other? That you can have an eved without a bris milah, by bringing you don't have an eved without a bris milah, but by eating you do. How could that be? Very simple. Mishkachasla, the isnuhu b'shas achila. You have an eved without a bris milah by the eating. But v'lasnu b'shas asiyah. But at the shas asiyah, you don't have an eved. How could that be? Very simple. Kigon diz b'ninu b'ini b'ini. You bought it after they brought the carbon pesach. So at the time you brought the carbon pesach, you had no problems. Then after you brought it, you went ahead and bought an eved. If he doesn't have a bismillah, you can't eat it. You brought it b'heter, but now you have an eved without a bismillah. Now, Ella, wait a minute. But by the baby, Ella zicharav d'isnu b'shas achila. How could you have a baby without a bris milah at the time of eating? V'les nehu b'shas asiyah. But at the time of asiyah, you don't have a baby. How could that be? It was born, right? It was born. Hechi b'shkachas la. How could it be? Lav t'isilid ben asiyah l'achila. It was born on Erev Pesach. After you brought it, before the Seder, you had a ben or baby mazel tov. What is the halacha? You can't eat a carbon Pesach. What do you see from here? Even though he's only a few hours old, he's golden RL. He stops you from eating the carbon pesach. So too, you can't smear the oil on him because he's called an RL. Shmamina arelos shalobizmana have arelos. It's an RL. You see that? So the Gemara says no. We're gonna have like six answers why this is not true. Amar Rava v'tispera. Could that be possible? Can't be possible. You know why? The Torah says, go ahead and give this baby a bris milah, va'az, and then yikrav la'asoso. Go ahead and bring the carbon Pesach. You know what that means? The high law bar mahulahu. He can't have a bris milah now. He's a few hours old. Can't be. So the Gemara says, Elahachav mayaskinan. What is the case then? How could that be? The Torah only requires a bris milah to someone who needs a bris milah. He doesn't need a bris milah. He's not even allowed to have one yet. He's a few hours old. What's the case? Hachamai eskinan kigon shachotza sochama. No, you know what happened? He was sick, the baby. The baby was sick. The halacha is, you can't give a baby who's sick a bris milah. The sickness went, the chama means fever. The fever went away on Erev Pesach. Okay? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'nitzav le kol shiva. But we have a halacha that we wait 7 days. When a baby has a sickness that's a certain kind of sickness, a fever kind of sickness, the milah begin, the 8 days start, called the seventh day, because the same day he gets better is day one. The milah starts, the count starts when he gets better. So if he got better on Erev Pesach, you're not going to do the bris milah, you're going to wait a week. Right? You give an extra 7 days for the recovery. So the Gemara says, no, the avin b'lei kol shiva. No, the eighth day is Erev Pesach. He was sick 7 days ago. Now Erev Pesach is the eighth day of his healing. Right? So if it's the eighth day of his healing, v'namalinu mitzafra, so give him a bismillah in the morning. What are you waiting until after the Korban Pesach is brought for? Right? So the Gemara answers, be'inon me'eish le'eish. No, because you have to wait 24-hour periods. So he got healed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can only do the bris milah 8 days later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, already you can't bring carbon. It's like it's too late. You have to bring it in the morning. Now I have to bring it. So then I didn't have an RL because he wasn't allowed to do a bris milah then. He was too sick. Now I can. You know what? You don't do that bris milah. He can't. You can't eat shroom that night. You can't eat carbon that night.
Where is doing the bris in the morning? Is that just a practical thing?
No. So do the bris in the morning, then you can go eat Korban Pesach. Do the bris in the morning. The answer is you can't. He's still called an ones. I v'hatani Luda, but Luda taught the following issue: Yom Habriaso ki Yom Havaldo. The day of getting better is just like the day of being born. My love, doesn't that mean Ma Liom Hivoldo Lo Beinam Eisel Eis? Wait, when a baby's born, you don't have the Eisel Eis rule. A baby's born at 5 minutes before Shkia, that counts as day one. You don't have to wait the Eis L'Eis. Af Yom Hibriyaso, Lo B'Idom Eis L'Eis. So too, by the issue of getting better, you don't count the Eis L'Eis. The baby gets better 5 minutes before Shkia, that should count as day one. Why do you go the Eis L'Eis? So Gemara says, Lo. Adif Yom Hibriyaso Miyam Bivoldo. No, the day of getting better than the day of being born. Why? Ilu yom havaldo, because on the day you're born, lo be'ina me'eish leith. You don't need me'eish leith. The ilu yom habriyaso, but the day of getting better is ba'ina me'eish leith. You do need me'eish leith. So in what way are they the same? So they're the same that you have to wait. In both cases, you have to wait. How long do you wait? You're going to wait longer for getting better. Because it's me'eish leith. That's the case. The case is, the baby now, day seven is the day he got better. So in the morning, you couldn't do the bris milah. So you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Now in the afternoon, you can do the bris milah. You can do the bris milah. If you don't, you can't eat the Korban Pesach that night because you have an RL in your house. What about our question about a 4-day-old baby getting truma smearing? We don't have an answer for that question. We tried to bring a riot from here. It's not a riot. Another answer to the question about Erev Pesach. We have four Erev Papa Amar. No, here's the case. Kigon dekoivle in Eine, Liyanuka. The baby was sick, but it wasn't a sickness where you had to wait 7 days. The baby had some kind of eye issue. And the itbach beini beini, and it got better in between the time of the bringing and the time of the eating. So in this kind of case, you don't have to wait 7 days. Do the bris milah. So before at the time of the hakravas carbon pesach, you couldn't do the bris milah. The baby was not right, wasn't well. Then all of a sudden you got better. Now you can do the bris milah. And if you don't, the baby you can't eat carbon pesach that night. Rava Amar, another case.
Kigon shahayu aviv imu chavushim beis asurim. No, the parents were in the jail. The parents were locked up. Therefore, in the morning, they were locked up. Couldn't do the bris milah. Then, in the afternoon, they got out. Now they can do the bris milah. Right? And if they don't, an RL. So Rashi says, what? Oh, so before Shem said, they had a shliach. Right through the window, they told somebody to bring it for them because they knew they're coming out. You hear this? So wait, what's the mother doing here? Mother has a mitzvah of milah? Rashi says, chavushim, b'shas asiyah, they're in jail during the time of the asiyah, of the Korban Pesach, u'mitzvahs milah mutalas aleihem. The mitzvah of milah is put on them. Doesn't that imply the mother has a mitzvah of bris milah? Is that true? So the Aruch Lanai asks, first of all, why did the parent have to be? Why can't the baby be in jail? Well, so the baby was in jail, and they couldn't do a bris milah, and now the baby got out. What's the baby do? What's a 1 week old baby doing in jail? I don't know. But why can't? No. So the whole question is to get to the answer. The answer is as follows: the baby was born in jail with the mother. That's what the mother's doing here. She was born. They were all born in jail. That's shayach to do a bris milah in jail. Now they let them out in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's the shy. That's the case. That's why the mother's. What's the mother doing here? Others say, right? We know that it's not true. So Rashi says that the mother could do the bris milah. So if you don't hold from this pshat, mother has no chiyuv in bris milah, right? So a few answers. The Marsha says, you know what it means? This is a controversial. Yes, a mother has no mitzvah to make sure her son has a bris milah, but a mother also can't eat Korban Pesach if she has an RL son. So the reason she's here in this brisa, the reason she's tumbling here in this bris milah is because she wants to eat Korban Pesach that night. And the fact that her son is an RL will stop her too. That's why she's here. Others say, no, just, you hear that? That's a machlokes, if that's even true. That a mother also can't eat Korban Pesach if her son's an RL. Another pshat is, it could be like Sipura. If the husband's not going to do it, I got to do it. Right? I got Sipura into today's daf. The listener knows what I'm talking about. If Sipura made sure Moshe wasn't doing it, I got to do it. That's what she's doing here. Right? Not going to happen. I got to make sure. I got to be on top of things. Some say that if the father's not around, then the mother does have a chiyuv. It's also a whole machlokas about that.
The father's in the hospital. It's better than the mother does when they.
I don't know halacha lemaisa, but here they're assuming if the father can't do it, then the mother has a chiyuv. So maybe the father won't get out of jail. So the mother has to do it. Bezin has a chiyuv also. But that's what some say. The mother was also in jail. Otherwise with the baby. That's why the baby's also in jail. Otherwise Bezin could do it. Okay, that's another answer. Rav Kahana b'Reid of Nechemya Amar Kigon Tumtum, Tumtum Shenikra Tumtum. Right, so in the morning the baby was a Tumtum, so we didn't know if it was a Zachar or a Nekeva. Then what happened? We didn't say Zachar Beni Beni. In the afternoon we found out, no, it's really a son. There was some kind of tear. We found that it's really a son. Now we have to do bris milah, and if not, you can't eat Korban Pesach that night. Rav Sharavi Omer Kigon Shah. This is okay. This is a little hard. Rav Sharavi Omer Kigon. Here's the case. Kigon Shahotzi Rosh O Chutz L'Prozdar. The baby started to become born. And it lingered like that for a whole 7 days, till Erev Pesach. So it was considered born 7 days ago. Now it's Erev Pesach. And now now it came out. So now it's considered day eight, because it was born already a week ago, even though it stayed in the womb the whole time, only its head stuck out. And now, if you don't do a bris milah, it's going to be an RL. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Umichai, can a baby live like that for 7 days? V'atanya kivan shiyatel avir ha'olam, once the baby comes out into the world, niftah ha'sasam. What was open now, meaning the umbilical cord, becomes closed off. And v'nistam ha'patsuach, and what was closed off before, meaning the mouth, now becomes open. So how's the baby surviving like that? What kind of case is that? So the Gemara says, shel molei kein ein yachal l'chayos afil sha'achas. If not for this, the baby can't live even 1 hour. So what's going on here? What kind of case is this? The answer is not going to be that much better. So what the Gemara says, Hacha mayaskinan kigon dezinte ishisa. The baby, there's a fever. And there's a fever. And where there's a fever, some kind of fever, the fever itself, the Gemara assumes, sustains the baby and there's no eating for 7 days. Very difficult. Very difficult mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ishet odeman, who's got the fever? Ilema ishet odidei, if the baby has the fever, ihachi, kol shiva boy, then you need another 7 days from when the fever goes away. Right? That's what we said. You have to wait 7 days after the fever goes away. It's the mother's fever, and the mother's fever is sustaining the baby. Medically, is this possible? I don't know. Very difficult to see us. Or another answer, if the baby doesn't cry, then there's a problem, we're afraid the baby won't survive. But if the baby cries, the crying for 7 days. The crying will sustain the baby and then it won't need food. So you can have another hechitinti, how in the morning, yeah, no, you didn't bring, need to do a bris milah. But in the afternoon, you did. And if you know what, if you didn't, there's no you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach because you have an oral in the house. What about our question about truma? We didn't answer it.
You want to do a meal at night?
No. I mean, that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's about doing a meal at night. We don't. If you did it, is it good with the evet? Probably, but... No, let's do the night before.
I'm not saying the next night.
So if you do a bris milah after the 8th, it's kosher.
I know, but I'm saying in terms of the docha yantif.
Right, that's tomorrow's daf. About the docha yantif. It's all tomorrow's daf. Amar v'yachonar mishum eri b'na. Orel makabel hazah. An orel is allowed to have... Orel is allowed to stand in front of the Paraduma and get himself sprinkled to become tar. Why would I think that? Because he can't eat truma anyway, can't eat kachim anyway, so maybe he can't even become tahar. He can, but Orel can. That's what's going on here. Orel, mekabel hazah. You know why? Shekein matzidu ba'avoseinu, because we found by our forefathers, shekablo hazah, kashein arelim, that they got hazah when they were arelim. Shenemar, va'am olu milyardin ba'esel ha'chodesh, harishon. They crossed the Yarden with Yoshua on the 10th day of the month of Nisan. Ba'asara lo mehili. They didn't have bismillahs yet. They didn't have bismillahs the whole 40 years they were in the Midbar. That's tomorrow's daf also. Mishom chulshon d'urcha. Because it was too dangerous when they traveled to have bismillah. No one had a bismillah. Hazah emas avad lahu. So when did they have the hazah? Lav kishahein arelim. They must have been arelim. So what do you see? Arelim can have hazah. So Mefarshim ask, don't we have a pasuk from this week's parsha? After the battle of Midian, in Parshas Matos, they came back, and what does it say? Kol nogeh b'chalol tizchat ta'u. Whoever touched a dead body in that war, go get the paraduma. By the way, why do these people need paraduma? Because Mistama, they were dealing with all the burials of everyone dying over the past 40 years. They never had a bris milah, and they never went to the paraduma. Now they want to go to paraduma because Pesach is coming, which is a whole question about not eating Pesach the whole 40 years in the Midbar. So what about the Battle of Midian? So the Ramban answers, it could be those soldiers were either under 20 or over 60. Therefore, they were tahar. Therefore, they could have had a bris milah. What kind of, I don't understand that answer. I just raised a question because this week's parsha. Although I wouldn't have mentioned it if not for that because I don't understand the answer. Now, v'dilma lo oven pesach klal. Maybe they didn't bring pesach at all that year. The year they came in with Yehoshua. The Gemara says, no, lo talk about that. Don't think that's exiv. V'asu it's a pesach. Did pesach. So the person who asked this question didn't know open pasuk and say for Yehoshua. He didn't know that. So maybe he thought, some say, maybe he thought, the Ritva says, maybe he thought that some did and some didn't. Not that they didn't do it at all. It says an open pasuk. So Gemara says, no, v'asu it's a pesach. Maskeful marzutra v'dilma pesach abo b'tumahava. Maybe everybody was tummy still. Who said they had a paraduma? Amalei Rav Ashi, Tanya behedya, malu v'tav v'asu b'tchei b'tahira. Did it b'tahira. Amarab, Yitzchak, Amarab, lo litna priya, priyas mila la Avram Avinu. Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Priya is some pulling back of the foreskin after the cutting. That issue of bismila was not given to Avram Avinu. Shenemar, bo'eith hahi, in Yehoshua's time, Amar Hashem al Yehoshua, aseh lecho charutz atzurim, and go do a mila shenis. Right? What's shenis? That we're going to say, that means priya. V'dilma hanach delo mahol, dechziv. Maybe that pasuk is not talking about priya. It's talking about those that never had a bismillah. Dechtiv ki molim hayu l'chol ha'am ayotzim v'chol ha'am ayaludim. To imki, my shuv. What do you mean return? If they never had one, what do you mean return? Ella, it must be la'av priya. It must be for priya. Umay shenis la'kushay sof milah t'chilas milah t'meke hekesh ma t'chilas milah ma'keves. Just like the beginning of Mila's Ma'akev, Af, Sof, Mila, Ma'akev, Espo. So too, Priya's Ma'akev. Ditnan, Elohim, Titanah, Ma'akvinus, Hamila. The following strands of skin are Ma'akev, the Mila, Basar, Achofet, Rov, HaTorah. If the Basar is covering the robe of the top of the Aver, Vinochim, Bachuma, you still can't eat Chuma. You know why? You don't have a Bismila yet. An Amar of Ravina, Vitam, Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amarav, Basar, Achofet, Rov, HaGavoa, Shalatara. Even if it covers the top of the part of the Aver, we also can't eat, meaning Priya Zechiyuv. So we'll just end off. Tosva says, don't think that Avram Avinu didn't do Priya. Don't think that, right? Tosva says, Tosva of Lo. It's one, two, fourth Tosva. Umikal Malkam, Avram Paramilasa. Avram certainly did Priya. Afal Gav Dilo Mitztava. Even though he wasn't commanded to. Kid Amar Bereshit Rabba. Tafil Erev Tafshilin Kayev. Avram kept everything, even Erev Tafshil. He certainly kept Priya. Right? Even though it wasn't given to him, he still did it. So the question is, so why didn't Avram Avinu do Bismillah before he was commanded? If he did every mitzvah, why did he wait? Why didn't he do Bismillah? There are seven answers to that question. You ready? The Marsha says, you know why he didn't do it? Because he wanted to be a mitzvah v'oseh. Because we know that if someone's a mitzvah v'oseh, you get more schar than if you're an eno mitzvah v'oseh. Since he knew this was coming, what should I do now? Let me wait till I'm a mitzvah. Eretz Tavshilin, he was never going to be told about that. He was never going to be told about matzah. Only immediately he was going to be told. So if I'm a mitzvah v'oseh, I get more schar. That's answer number one. The Grid says, because without a tzivui, regarding bismillah, I'm not sure you understand this answer, without a tzivui, then there's no such thing as an RL. No such thing. What are you doing a bismillah for? No such thing as an RL. The whole thing doesn't even get off the ground till you're told. That's answer number two. Answer number three, the Chassam Sofer says, mil is a sakana. It's a sakana. Some people die. Right? How can we do bismillah? Rove don't die. Rove plus the shmira of the mitzvah requires us to do a bismillah even though mil will die. So without a tzivui, there's no shmira. So how could Avram do it? He couldn't do it. That's answer number three. Answer number four, some say before the mitzvah, he had no right to be chaval himself. So the chavala, hurting yourself, is even one of the seven mitzvahs, but Enoch somehow, you couldn't even do that. Without being commanded, he couldn't do that. That's number four. Number five, that the Tiferes Yehonasan says, the Rambam says, that the reason for bismillah, hashkafically, on some level, is to curb our taivas. We curb our taivas to give ourselves a bismillah. Since the Avraham Avinu didn't want that. He wanted to keep on fighting those taivas, keep on fighting, get more schar. So he didn't give himself a bismillah until he had to. That's reason number five. Reason number six, it's the most mistaber reason, because a bris by definition means it's two parties. A bris is a covenant. By definition, you can't have a one-sided covenant. I'm making a treaty with myself. You can't do that. You need two parties. So without being commanded, he couldn't do it. And the seventh reason is, we know that the avos, sometimes they did not keep the Torah. For example, Yaakov married two wives. Right? They saw when it was roy for them, when not. So he said the same thing. Avram saw on some level that it wasn't proper for him to do the bismillah until he was commanded. Yeah, I don't know how you. We don't know what that gemara meant that Avram was a tumtum. But even if he was a tumtum, he certainly had children.
He became an umtum.
So that's another answer you're saying. All the years he was a tumtum. Okay. Anybody have a very very good Shabbos. I will not be here Sunday. I have a family simcha, but Rabbi Yisrael Keller will be taking over, and he's going to be great. And I will be here Mitzvah Monday morning. Everyone have a good Shabbos.